A fire exchange lit up the slope, casting the acid-ravaged dead in grim monochrome. Where the Death Guard unleashed an indiscriminate bolter hail, the reconnaissance marines advanced in a staggered pattern, stopping and sighting with their rifles, shooting and then moving again. They were efficient, cohesive, but taking punishment. A salamander went down, clutching his shattered gorget. Another spun a gaping cleft in his torso. A third's head jerked back, his battle helm's eye slit ventilated, and a plume of matter bursting out of the back. One of the oncoming Death Guard took a hit to the shoulder that blew off his pauldron. A second punched through his chest, a third his right leg greave. He grunted, stumbled, but kept on coming. "Blades!" yelled Nemator, stowing his sniper rifle and drawing a chainsword when he realized they were about to engage hand to hand and saw his men do the same. A well-drilled phalanx came down at them, roughly 90 warriors versus around 40, tugging axes and mauls from their belts. There was enough time to roar a challenge before the clash. Nemator barreled into his first opponent, using his bulk to topple the legionary. A second went down to a heavy blow from the salamander's chain blade. A third he headbutted, making his enemy crumple. Even barbarous-born Death Guard couldn't resist Nemator's sheer physical strength. It struck Numion as he watched that the honorific of tank was well-deserved. But it might also prove the captain's epitaph, as the numerically superior Death Guard had already overrun the smaller reconnaissance company and were attempting to encircle them. Vulcan single-handedly prevented that, hitting the overlapping warriors and cutting them apart with his flaming sword. Numion and the Pyre Guard joined him fractionally later, and a dense, chaotic melee erupted. Further Death Guard reinforcements were entering the fray. They were well-drilled and led by a hulking warrior in heavy armor. Numion caught sight of the section leader striding down the slope. Thick plates banded the Terminator's shoulders, a rounded war helm sitting like a bolt between them. A metal skirt of vertically arranged slats protected the warrior's abdomen, and in a gauntleted fist he clenched a pole arm with an arcing blade at its summit. His men gave their commander a wide berth, inviting a clutch of salamanders to attack him. The brute lashed out with the power scythe, and four legionaries fell back with limbs and heads cleaved off. He advanced, an upward swing bifurcating his next opponent. As he moved on, he crushed the stricken salamander's head underfoot and left a dark smear in his wake. This was one of Mortarion's chosen, his elite cadre. The salamanders had encountered them before, during the Great Crusade, in the joint campaign to settle the world of Ibsen. They were called Death Shrouds, and had no equals amongst the 14th Legion. Chainsword snarling, Nemator met the formidable warrior in single combat. It was a fight the brave captain was unlikely to win.
"Nemator!"
Numion roared, pushing to even greater efforts as he fought to reach his brother captain. Death Guard and Salamander exchanged blows, the combat already lasting much longer than any previous engagement of Mortarion's chosen warrior. It took 8 seconds for the Death Shroud to cut Nemator down. His scythe blade sheared the Salamander's chainsword in half, the teeth exploding from the still-churning belt and embedding in Nemator's armor. The backswing raked his chest, opening up Ceramite and smashing Nemator off his feet. He was about to be subjected to the same desultory end as his battle brother with the crushed skull when Vulcan intervened. The Primarch parried the scythe with his sword blade before reaching inside the Death Shroud's guard to land a blow with his gauntlet. One of the Death Shroud's retinal lenses cracked on impact, revealing a bloodshot retina burning with hate. Half of the legionary's war helm was badly dented, and a dark fluid was leaking out from under his gorget. He roared, putting his anger into a two-handed swing that Vulcan stepped aside, before cutting horizontally with his sword and slicing clean through the Death Shroud's waist. Coughing blood against the interior of his half-crushed helm, the dying legionary reached for a canister mag-locked to his belt. It was another of the dirty bombs he had unleashed on Nemator and his company. Vulcan crushed the Death Shroud's fingers under his boot. Sheathing his sword, the Primarch wrenched the power scythe from the legionary's grasp and snapped it over his knee in a flurry of agitated sparks. It was enough to break the Death Guard's spirit, who were now engaged by assaulting fire drakes and fell back in good order. The Pyre Guard were putting the others to the blade when Numion leaned down to rip off the Death Shroud's helmet. A pallid-skinned, mashed-up face greeted him. To Numion's surprise, the warrior did not spit or curse. He grinned, exposing a raft of broken teeth. Then he began to laugh. "You're all dead men," he whispered.
"Not before you," replied Numion, and ended him.
He looked up again when he heard screaming, not of the dead and dying, but savage and guttural war cries. A ruddy smog was sweeping across the battlefield, fashioned from blood-drenched mist and the smoke generated by thousands of fires. Caught in a crosswind, it slashed in from the east and brought with it the brutal challenge of a legion that reveled in war. It was air to them, sustenance. World-eaters. Their brownish-red silhouettes materialized in the smog like phantoms, along with something else. Something big.